Well, thank you so much, Louisa. So on this week's episode of the Maz Hakim podcast, I have neurophysiologist and billionaire coach Louise Nicole. Yay!
Yay! Hi, how you doing? I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you so much, Louisa. I have listened to some of the podcasts that you have done before, and it literally is fascinating. You are surrounded by billionaires.
Yeah, I know. It's good for me in some aspects.
Yeah, absolutely. You can teach them so much. You can learn so much. So you work with a lot of billionaires to be at their peak performance. What kind of advice do you give to them to be at their peak performance?
You know what, Maz, there's just, so I work with billionaires within the Wall Street space, and then I'm also working with athletes, elite athletes, and I give them all the same tools because they each have a brain. And more often than not, these people are working with small margins where tiny little errors can mean the difference between zero and $50 million. And I always start with the basics, what Mother Nature gave us, and that is correcting their sleep, correcting their nutrition, and correcting their exercise. Because if they've got that, then we have a foundation to work with.
So a lot of billionaires, obviously, they have all the money in the world, but the regular everyday person doesn't have access to a lot of things that they do. What can the average person learn from you, the kind of advice that you give to billionaires?
Yeah, I always say the same thing. If you have a brain, then you can implement some of these strategies. And it starts with getting outside and getting, you know, just doing what Mother Nature gave us. So one of the best things you can do for your brain and physiology is perfecting your sleep. And I know you probably think, well, I mean, all we do is go to bed. That's not that hard, but it is. And we really have to optimize our sleep. And things such as minimizing light exposure, minimizing alcohol. Alcohol is one of the worst things you can do for your sleep because it doesn't put you into sleep. It sedates you. So if you can work on your sleep, that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, what time are you waking up in the morning? How are you getting natural light exposure and kickstarting your circadian rhythm? These things will help your brain perform better so you can make better decisions and eventually have the life that you want to live. So if you work on sleep, that's the first thing. The second thing you really want to work on is, what are you putting in your mouth from a dietary perspective? One thing that I'm absolutely, absolutely gung-ho on is fish oil. So our brain is literally made of fat and water. And sometimes we're not treating it the way that we want, which is we're not nourishing it and fueling it. And so one of the biggest things you can do to help, you know, eliminate that brain fog and have a better reaction time, better memory, is feeding it omega-3 fatty acids. This is things such as fatty fish, sardines. I actually supplement with 4 grams of EPA and DHA. So these things, yeah. And then also dosing up on a lot of water and electrolytes. Your brain is electrically charged with potassium, calcium, and sodium. So if you're not refeeding it these electrolytes, it's not going to function at its peak.
So what is the optimum amount of sleep that the everyday person should get? And do you say the same thing to billionaires? Like, does everybody need the same amount of sleep?
No. That's a question I get asked often. Look, LeBron James sleeps around 12 hours a night, and rightfully so, because he's exerting so much energy. Just like my hedge fund and portfolio managers, they are exerting so much energy. So I prescribe them 9 to 10 hours of sleep per night. However, for the average everyday person, I would say try as a minimum, get 7.5 hours of sleep per night. Anything less than that, you're just doing a detriment to your health, your longevity, and your performance.
And if you have, say, for example, melatonin to put you to sleep, is that the same quality of sleep?
No. See, melatonin is a naturally secreted hormone. It gets secreted from our pineal gland in response to darkness. But if we're going out and we're taking exogenous melatonin, that's in the form of a supplement, you're just overloading your system, and you're basically telling your brain, hey, you know what? You don't need to work. I'm just going to do this through supplementation. And it kind of doesn't work because people are taking melatonin and then they're viewing the television. So you're actually blocking it, you know? Wow. So Yeah.
That's so interesting. And say, for example, you mentioned obviously exercise, everybody knows, but is it, you know, say, for example, should you do HIIT workouts or heavy strength training, resistance training?
Here's the caveat. When it comes to the brain actually favors resistance training, because when you do resistance training, 3 days per week is sufficient enough. Lifting heavy should be the goal, because when you lift heavy, you secrete so many different hormones that are beneficial for your brain. You can actually grow the size of your brain through resistance training alone. So if you have at least, you know, 3 hours to spare per week, I would say get in the gym, lift heavy weights.
Can you change the, so it's nature versus nurture. Can you change the way you think, or physically, can you change yourself through the right supplements or the right exercise, the right sleep? Or is that just something that you're born with and you're stuck with?
No, look, there are a lot, even when it comes to neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's disease, we've seen that you can stave off Alzheimer's disease and in a lot of other neurodegenerative diseases by implementing lifestyle interventions, such as exercise, a healthy diet. Rightfully so, with the other end, if you choose to drink a lot, okay, if you choose to maybe not supplement and maybe not eat the right foods and deprive yourself of sleep, you can accelerate your way through to these neurodegenerative diseases. So just because you are born with it, with your DNA, it doesn't mean that that is your story. It's actually only 20%. So you have an 80% gap to change your life and change it into the trajectory that you want to go to.
And what other kind of things can we do to help for us to live like billionaires or be at our peak performance?
Look, it's just the regular stuff. You know, the supplements, I would say, that you put on top of us. So for example, we do brain scans at my clinic in New York City, and we assess the brain, and then we think, okay, well, if your brain isn't performing at your peak, what else can we do? If you've got the exercise down pat, if you've got the sleep, if you're having a wonderful diet, if you've eliminated alcohol, then the other things left are to be happy. And one thing that I would definitely put into any program, that is meditation and breath work. At least 10 minutes a day, calming down your nervous system, breathing heavily, and just minimizing the stress in your life.
And is the optimum time for breathing in the morning?
Well, look, for a lot of my clients, they are most productive when the market opens. And then at around 12 p.m., they like to take a break. And usually that break is work for them. So I make them go out and do breath work at around 12 to 2 p.m. I feel like that's the gap. You've already been up for, you know, so many hours. You're at high stress. So I get them to eliminate all of the computer screens, the telephones, everything, and get themselves into a calm state. So I would say doing breath work at around that 12 to 2 p.m. is definitely optimal.
And an afternoon nap as well. What are your thoughts on nap?
No.
No.
No. So what happens during the day is you build up something called a sleep pressure. And depending on how much sleep pressure you have, that's going to determine how tired you are at night. And the one thing that I don't want is for people to go to sleep at night and kind of, you know, not feel so tired. You know, they're in bed, they're tossing, they're turning, their mind is awake. I really want them to build up so much sleep pressure. So if you're napping during the day, you're really eliminating that sleep pressure. The only time that I suggest napping is when my clients are flying, you know, especially during the playoffs for the NBA, you know, they're doing 3 or 4 flights a week. So I'm like, you need to overexert on sleep, but that's the only time I would suggest napping.
And so a lot of these billionaire clients that you have, or very wealthy, wealthy clients, are they, I know you mentioned some, so they're mainly athletes, you said, and Wall Street?
Yeah. So we've got some athletes. I don't think that they're quite at that billionaire status yet, but you know, they could be an asset, but we also cater to Wall Street. So we're looking at hedge fund managers, portfolio managers, traders. So these companies that have got, or these portfolio managers that are doing 50 billion under asset management, and you know, they go into work, they're looking after about, you know, 20 or 30 portfolio managers themselves or traders, and their margin of error has to be so small that we have to really get them into a state where they can think clearly, where they can make sharp decisions. And I remember one of my clients saying to me, Louisa, I'm so stressed. If I make the wrong decision tomorrow when the market opens, I could lose $30 million for this man and his family. So that's a lot of pressure that's placed upon one person.
Yeah, definitely. And it's quite fascinating. I mean, Dubai and the UAE, we are surrounded by a lot of wealthy people. Yeah. Do you have any clients in the UAE? Not that you have to talk about that.
No, but I have to tell you, quite recently with you and a few others, I have been getting an influx of inquiries from people in Dubai, and I would actually love it. That's my goal. I really want to come to Dubai and service that that industry. So yeah, hoping to be there soon.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. We'd definitely love to have you. So what supplements did you say? So you mentioned omega-3.
Yeah, so omega-3 fatty acids, but when you break up omega-3, it's made of EPA, DHA, and ALA. So I tend to supplement with EPA and DHA. So they're the two core things, ingredients that your brain is starving for. So, you know, I put a lot of information on my Instagram as well, especially the type of supplements I take. So that's the one thing. And then I mentioned earlier electrolytes. Now, let me actually ask you a question. How often are you drinking electrolytes?
Oh, only if I do a big run or something, but not very often.
Exactly. And you probably think, well, why? I'm not sweating that much. But your brain is made up of these tiny cells called neurons. They're brain cells or nerve cells. There's about 80 to 100 billion of them in your nervous system. Now, the way that they work is they fire together. When they fire together, they use this pump, and the pump is made up of sodium and potassium. So your brain literally needs these electrolytes to function optimally. So if you're feeling as though, you know, sometimes when you're feeling like, oh, I'm mentally drained, or I've got brain fog, or I'm just not, it's 2 p.m. and my brain is just lacking energy, you may want to have some electrolytes. And I have it in a sachet, I put it in my water, I shake it up, and I have electrolytes because I'm feeding that part of my brain, you know, the nerve cells. Yeah. So that's the second one. Other things are in the US, I don't know what it's like in Dubai, but most of US adults are magnesium deficient.
Yeah.
And that's big. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, okay, cool. And we're both from Australia. In Australia, we're not that deficient in magnesium because we have beautiful crops that we're eating from. However, being magnesium deficient is, you know, it's really detrimental. So one of the supplements I'm taking is magnesium. I take magnesium citrate, magnesium malate. They're two forms of magnesium, mm-hmm. and I have those. And then also living in New York City, one of the things that I get all of my athletes and clients to take is vitamin D, because we're just deprived of the sun here, which you guys aren't.
You know, funnily enough, a lot of people in the UAE are deprived of vitamin D, and I don't know the medical reason why. Maybe it's a certain time of the day, but I know a lot of people are very deprived of vitamin D, ironically.
Yeah, and that's scary. So I've done a lot of writing and research on vitamin D, and it actually affects sleep. So in one study, what they did was they randomized around 2,800 adults, mm-hmm. and they found that the ones who had bad sleep, especially the ones who were lacking deep sleep, which is the stage of sleep, were vitamin deficient. So vitamin D deficiency, they were vitamin D deficient. So vitamin D deficiency, it's both a vitamin and a hormone, and it's responsible for so many things in the body. So it can affect sleep. We've got vitamin D receptors on our brainstem, in our brain. So it affects so many different things, from the way you feel to disease states. So getting your vitamin D levels checked and then optimizing for that can make a real difference.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I know a lot of people in the UAE are deficient, so we should definitely get some vitamin D. I'm also really interested in terms of brain studies. Say, for example, Joe Dispenza will say, if you visualize or you manifest or you put yourself in that energy state, you can change your outcome with your body and your life situation, for example. Do you agree with that? Is that something very similar?
Look, I'm very familiar with Joe Dispenza's work, and I love it. I I'm not so much on the bandwagon of, you know, close your eyes, visualize a lot of money, and then the pile of money just ends up there. I'm more so along the lines of, unfortunately. However, I will say that when you do have a chance to visualize and change your state, what we're really doing, in my opinion, is we're toggling between two nervous systems. So we've got this, we've got our nervous system, which is our fight or flight nervous system. That's a sympathetic nervous system. So when we're stressed, this one gets activated. And then we've got the parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest and digest. So what I feel like, you know, he's referring to when you're changing from states is if you are in this stressed out, anxious state, if you close your eyes and visualize a more calm state, you're able to then jump over to the parasympathetic state and bring yourself back down to calmness. So, and that's been shown to have a lot of benefits, because when you are so stressed, you're creating so much inflammation. And we know that chronic inflammation can lead to weight gain, disorders, you know, of the brain, the nervous system. This is what's pretty much the precursor to a lot of cancers even. So we try and really minimize the amount of inflammation that we have in our body. So we don't want to be in that sympathetic state. So that's what I think he's referring to. And if he is, then that's definitely got merit.
Wonderful. So Louisa, what would you recommend the average person to do that you advise a lot of your elite billionaire clients and athlete clients?
Okay, I'm going to give you five things. One is you want to get really great quality sleep. So in order to get that, you want to minimize light exposure after 8 p.m. and you want to get as much natural sunlight as you can. The second thing is hydrating. Hydrating as much as possible with water and electrolytes. The third thing is you want to minimize alcohol. No alcohol. Alcohol is very detrimental to the brain and the body, along with minimizing the amount of refined sugar in your diet. Then if you can, one of the best things you can do to pretty much decrease the amount of inflammation in your body is using cold therapy. So jumping in a cold ice bath or even having a 2-minute cold shower in the morning can really wake you up and get you focused and get you more productive throughout the day. And then last but not least, you really want to be exercising at least 3 times per week, and you want to include heavy weights into your exercise regime.
Wonderful. I actually do a lot of hot and cold therapy myself as well. Ice bath
and sauna.
Yeah. So there's a place here in Dubai and they do ice baths. So you go into the sauna for 20 minutes and then you use the ice bath. And I've noticed a massive difference even with my metabolism. And I sleep better when I do the ice bath.
That's good. Obviously off air, but if you're looking at trying to perfect your sleep, the best thing you can do is temperature control. So controlling your temperature through the night is one of the best things you can do for your sleep.
Interesting. Wow. Okay. I'll definitely check that as well. Thank you so much, Louisa. What an insight the lives of the elite and billionaires, which actually we all kind of have to do the same thing, even with lots of
money. I know, right?
Yeah.
I know.
So,
well, thank you so much for having me on here. I'm excited to listen to it.